Firefighters on South Australia's Kangaroo Island are racing to get the upper hand today ahead of forecast severe fire weather. A third of the island has already been blackened by bushfires that have killed two people and destroyed more than 50 homes and countless businesses. The Prime Minister is expected to visit later today, as Rhett Burney reports.
As the deadly bushfires raged on Kangaroo Island, many scrambled to evacuate, including wildlife and reptile park owner Lisa Irwin.
I think it was about 45 birds that we evacuated. There was lizards and pythons and deadly snakes and Sydney funnel web spiders and scorpions, and even my little pony got shipped out in a float.
Now Lisa Irwin stands ready to do it all again, should tomorrow's forecast dangerous weather change see the blaze again head towards Seal Bay, on the island's south coast, where her tourism business is located.
The wind direction will be pushing it down towards us. Fortunately, the winds aren't as strong as they were the other day when we were evacuated, but we could go into the yellow zone, which would then put us on high alert, ready to go.
Firefighters have been working to gain control for days since the ravine bushfire on the western edge of the island broke containment lines, killing two people, destroying 56 homes and businesses, and causing significant damage to electricity and water infrastructure. Stokes Bay resident Stephanie Wurst is one of the many locals who've lost their homes and their livelihoods.
Our home, all our infrastructure, all our sheds, all our equipment, we lost, you know, a considerable amount of our farm, pasture, fencing and livestock as well. So the impact on our business and our home, it's really going to take a long time for us to recover.
She says while the physical carnage is being assessed, the psychological trauma many islanders have endured is starting to show.
I feel like I'm doing okay considering the losses that we've just had, but I can see and I know that there's people in our community that aren't.
Australia's Governor-General, David Hurley, visited the island on Tuesday. He says mental health support is vital and the coming days will be trying, especially for those who are already struggling.
There's another big day possibly coming up on Thursday. Trying to come to realise what's happened to you, but also being quite concerned about what might happen on Thursday. So those things are playing on people's minds very strongly at the moment.
Temperatures across mainland South Australia are expected to surge above 40 on Thursday. Kangaroo Island is tipped to hit 36 degrees, but it's a change in wind direction that's posing the increased danger. South Australia's Country Fire Service will increase its resources on the island ahead of tomorrow. The chief officer is Mark Jones.
Our main concerns would be that the fire might break out from containment and affect areas which are not affected yet. On top of that, a couple of quite large areas which were not damaged last week remain under threat from the fires burning around them.
And he's pleading with anyone on the island to make sure they're aware of what's going on around them.
The emergency part of this incident is not over, and we wish to emphasise to people to follow warnings on Thursday, to go on the CFS website and continue to seek safety advice in the event that the fires do break containment lines.
South Australian Country Fire Service Chief Officer Mark Jones ending that report by Rhett Burney.